there are two fundamental attitudes toward life and its sorrows. Those with the first attitude blame the world. Those with the second ask what they could do differently. It's much easier and much more gratifying to your basest desires to blame someone else for your misery.
You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. That's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
Everything that you want, everything that you dream of, everything that you want to possess is phenomenal except for you. Is it that you're not where you're supposed to be because you don't have what it takes? Are you not where you're supposed to be because you don't have the opportunity? No. What it boiled down to is you not where you're supposed to be because you average. Every single thing you do is average.
Don't complain. Don't talk negative. That's average people talk normal. Average people talk problems. The greats talk solutions. Average people use their time to whine and complain. Average people say it's their boss' fault, it's their mother's fault. I used to be average. I used to say, when is my daddy coming to get me? When is my biological father gonna come in my life? And while I would talk like that, I ended up getting kicked out of school. And while I talk like that, I ended up being homeless. And while I talk like that, I was broke. And then one day I woke up and said, Eric, nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to get you. But you can go to the library and get yourself.
I'm suggesting to you that if you want to be great, that you're the first in the class and you last one to leave, I suggest that you study every single page, you take every single note, you listen to every single thing the teacher tells you. Beast mode. You go to the training and you're listening and you're writing. Beast mode. You have to get to a place where you become comfortable with being uncomfortable. We no longer place ourselves in positions that make us feel good. Because listen here, boo, some of what you want, some of what you're trying to get ain't in the comfort zone. And so if what you want is not in the comfort zone, you got to come out of the comfort zone to get what you want.
And the reason why we fast from time to time is not that we have to fast, but at some point, you gotta fast because you gotta tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control? I know you don't want to wake up. You don't have an option. Get up.
You gotta make sacrifices. You gotta discipline yourself consistently. You gotta program yourself to suffer on a daily basis in order to reform those lazy habits into ones that build success.
What do you want in your marriage? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? How much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Not just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it.
You can work on micro habits with regards to your conscientiousness. And I think the best micro habits is to set up some aims for yourself, goals that you actually value. Well, all right, you're going to have to put some effort into your life. And you need to be motivated to do that. And so what are the potential sources of motivation? Well, you could think about them in the big five. But then there are dimensions that you want to consider your life across. And so we ask people about, well, you know, if you could have your life the way you wanted it in 3 to 5 years, if you were taking care of yourself properly, you know, what would you want from your friendships? What would you want from your intimate relationship? How would you like to structure your family? What do you want for your career? Well, how are you going to use your time outside of your job? And how are you going to regulate your mental and physical health and maybe also your drug and alcohol use? And then maybe, you know, you develop a vision of what you would like your life to be. Once the goal is established, and then you break down the goal into micro processes that you can implement, the micro processes become rewarding in relation to their causal association with the goal. And that tangles in your incentive reward system. And the way it works is that it works better if it produces positive emotion when it can see you moving towards a valued goal. Okay, well, what's the implication of that? Better have a valued goal. because otherwise you can't get any positive motivation working out. And so the more valuable the goal, in principle, the more the micro processes associated with that goal start to take on a positive charge. And so what that means is, well, you get up in the morning and you're excited about the day, you're ready to go. And so as far as I can tell, what you do is you specify your long-term ideal. You do that in some sense as a unique individual. You want to specify goals that make you say, oh, if that could happen as a consequence of my efforts, it would clearly be worthwhile. Because the question always is, why do something? Because doing nothing is easy. You just sit there and you don't do anything. That's real easy. The question is, why would you ever do anything? And the answer to that has to be because you've determined by some means that it's worthwhile. And then the next question might be, well, where should you look for worthwhile things? And one would be, well, you could consult your own temperament. And the other would be, well, you kind of look at what it is that people accrue that's valuable across the lifespan. So you do a structural analysis of the subcomponents of human existence. And you need a family, you need friends. Like, you don't need to have all these things, but you better have most of them. Family, friends, career, educational goals, plans for, you know, time outside of work, attention to your mental and physical health, etc. You know, those are, that's what life is about. And if you don't have any of those things, well, then all you've got left is misery and suffering. So that's a bad deal for you.
Set yourself free for your own sake. Gather and save your time, which till lately has been forced from you or filched away, or has merely slipped from your hands. Make yourself believe the truth of my words, that certain moments are torn from us, that some are gently removed, and that others glide beyond our reach. The most disgraceful kind of loss, however, is that due to carelessness. Furthermore, if you will pay close heed to the problem, you will find that the largest portion of our life passes while we are doing ill, a goodly share while we are doing nothing, and the whole while we are doing that which is not to the purpose. What man can you show me who places any value on his time, who reckons the worth of each day, who understands that he is dying daily? For we are mistaken when we look forward to death. The major portion of death has already passed. Whatever years be behind us are in death's hands. Therefore, do as you write me that you are doing. Hold every hour in your grasp. Lay hold of today's task, and you will not need to depend so much upon tomorrow's. While we are postponing, life speeds by. Nothing is ours except time. We were entrusted by nature with the ownership of this single thing, so fleeting and slippery that anyone who will can oust us from possession. What fools these mortals be! They allow the cheapest and most useless things, which can easily be replaced, to be charged in the reckoning after they have acquired them. But they never regard themselves as in debt when they have received some of that precious commodity, time. And yet time is the one loan which even a grateful recipient cannot repay. You may desire to know how I, who preach to you so freely, am practicing. I confess frankly, my expense account balances, as you would expect from one who is free-handed but careful. I cannot boast that I waste nothing, but I can at least tell you what I am wasting, and the cause and manner of the loss. I can give you the reasons why I am a poor man. My situation, however, is the same as that of many who are reduced to slender means through no fault of their own. Everyone forgives them, but no one comes to their rescue. What is the state of things then? It is this: I do not regard a man as poor if the little which remains is enough for him. I advise you, however, to keep what is really yours, and you cannot begin too early, for, as our ancestors believed, it is too late to spare when you reach the dregs of the cask. Of that which remains at the bottom, the amount is slight and the quality is vile.
We often hear these words: confidence, willpower, and motivation. But do you understand what these words stand for? When it comes to increasing motivation and self-control, you have to remain patient and allow your mind to adapt to the new changes. If you rush into things, then you will not be able to see lasting results, and therefore must come up with a plan that will slowly introduce these changes in your life. It is believed that it takes 21 days for a person to develop a new habit. This is the time that the brain takes to understand a habit and allow it to become a part of everyday life. It is understood that all human beings are born with all three of these qualities, and it is inherent for people to feel confident, motivated, and exercise self-control. It is vital for you to know where yours lie, as then you can alter it and raise it up. You can start by making a note of your everyday activities. Maintain a book and write down everything that you do for a week. Write from the time you get up till you go to bed. Make a list of all the activities that you do on a daily basis. You have to record the events in chronological order and write down what it is and why you are performing it. It will pay to divide the book into mundane routine housework and office work, as you can easily refer to it at a later date. The basic idea is to look at the tasks that come your way and how motivated, confident you are while performing them. You can assign a task a level such as level 1 being toughest and level 10 being the easiest and see how you fare. If you are highly motivated and confident, then you can reward yourself a point between 1 and 5. If you are not as motivated or confident in performing the task, then you can assign between 5 and 10. At the same time, you must also ask a family member and a friend or colleague to write down what they observe. So we'll help you compare your thoughts with that of another person so that you can match the two. Once you have finished with the two, you can compare your scores and see how motivated you think you are and how others have perceived it. You have to make a separate list of the obstacles that stand in your way. This is to see what is stopping you from going after your goals and ambitions. With the prepared list, you will be able to see what is causing you to feel demotivated or lack confidence. It can range from personal issues to distractions, and you must make a list of them. As you know, it is quite necessary for you to remove these obstacles if you wish to enhance your confidence and motivation. It might seem like a tough task, but is important for you to deal with them as soon as possible so that you can increase your confidence and motivation. The obstacles might seem a little overwhelming, but is important for you to deal with them as efficiently as you can. You have to write them down so that you know what you are dealing with and deal with them one after the other. These obstacles can be both mental and physical in nature and will be important for you to address them separately. You have to come up with a plan to escape them so that you can remain on the right track. As mentioned earlier, you should allow it sufficient time so that your mind and body can adjust to it. After the first week of observation, you have to spend a day in analyzing and coming with solutions to the problems. You should put in the right effort to fulfill this task. You can write them down along with the solutions to start working on them as soon as possible. For example, if you are unable to finish a task at the office, then you must look at what is holding you back from doing so. If it is a distraction, then you must work on dealing with it and reducing it down to size. As you know, it is quite tough to convince yourself mentally than it is to physically. You will be able to take action only if you put your mind to it and are fully capable of undertaking the action. You must also make up your mind to enjoy the process. As mentioned earlier, your mind should be in a position to put your body to the task. If you remain mentally disinterested in something, then it will be quite difficult for you to fulfill the task. Don't think of it as a task and consider it to be more of any activity. Think of it as a means to enhance your overall living and to be able to do more with your life. Again, it helps to have the company of someone who can inspire you to put in your best efforts. Inspiration will help you remain on track and do more in less time. The inspiration can be a role model. You can emulate their moves to attain success. You will have to do this for the next 10 days and make sure that you stick to the plan. You can stick hard copies of it so that you are reminded of what you should be doing. It will be a good idea for you to also maintain a soft copy of the plan so that you can refer to it from time to time. Remember that only you are responsible for your progress and must put in the effort to attain what you desire. When it comes to enhancing your personal motivation, you have to ensure that you work towards it by prioritizing it and ensuring that you are 100% focused on the task at hand. No task should be considered menial, and everything should be viewed as an important task. You have to measure your progress. It is important for you to check your progress to ensure that you are on the right track. The best way to do so is by performing the first task all over again. You can start by recording your activities once again and check your progress. You can use the same activity list as you did before, as it will be easier for you to measure your progress. You can write down how motivated you are now and how much more effort you are putting in towards completing a task. You must also check whether you finished the task thoroughly before moving on to another one. This is an important aspect that you must pay attention to. If you leave a task halfway, then it will be quite useless, even if you put in 100% effort at the beginning. It will only mean that you lost interest and were not motivated enough to complete the task. You can also assign the task to the same family member and colleague as before to observe you and the effort you are putting into fulfilling the tasks. Once it is done, you can then compare the two and see where you stand. You will see a difference in your markings, as your mind will constantly tell you to perform something in a better manner. But you have to aim towards attaining a vast difference in your motivation and confidence levels, so that you can call it a success. Meditation is one of the most important habits to develop when you are in pursuit of motivation and confidence. Meditation helps you relieve stress and put your mind to good use. You can easily tap into your subconscious and pull out qualities that will help you remain on course. You can try out many types of meditation, such as chanting meditation and walking meditation. To perform the previous type, start by finding yourself a quiet corner and assume the lotus position. Now draw in deep breaths and close your eyes. Focus on inhaling and exhaling at a rapid pace and clearing out your thoughts with every exhalation. Do this for 15 to 20 minutes on a daily basis to experience mental bliss. If you don't have the patience to sit in one place and meditate, then you can try out walking meditation. To perform this type of meditation, you can pick a starting point and start walking regularly. When you place your right leg forward, you must draw in a deep breath and exhale while placing your left foot forward. Continue doing so until you feel light. You can perform both types of meditation on a daily basis to get rid of stress and remain blissful. If you wish to remain mentally alert, then it is quintessential for you to exercise on a regular basis. Exercising helps in reducing stress and promotes the release of serotonin. It is a chemical that helps in curbing stress and enhances mental well-being. Exercising also helps in improving concentration to a large extent. If you are easily distracted and unable to exercise control over your willpower, then you can depend on exercising to help you out. You can take up a routine that helps you avail at least an hour of cardio exercise. You can hit the gym if you are not motivated enough to exercise by yourself. You can also take up a sport such as basketball or swimming to remain physically active. Dancing is also a great way to stay fit and mentally alert. As per studies, those that suffer from addictions such as alcoholism and smoking were better able to cope with withdrawing from these activities just by exercising on a regular basis. It is quite necessary to put an end to bad habits, especially if you want to be a bit more productive. Bad habits such as drinking and smoking can interfere with your life's goals and how you pursue them. They don't only affect you physically, but also mentally. You will see that your productivity has decreased and are unable to do your tasks on time. You should take care of your body as much as you can to develop confidence, motivation, and enhance self-control. You can practice yoga and meditation to reduce the effects of the bad habit and also increase your mental capacity. It is known that most of us are extremely busy in life, doing one thing or another, and prefer to procrastinate as much as we can. But this will only lead to a delay in our achievements, thereby making it quite important not to procrastinate and do everything on time. One good way of being alert is by being more accountable. You have to take more responsibility and do more in less time. If you have made a promise to someone, then it is important for you to keep up with the same. You should not procrastinate keeping up with the promise and try to achieve whatever you have set out to. A good way to keep your promise and be more accountable is by having a partner to share it with. You can choose whoever you like and match your schedule with theirs. That way you can always check each other's progress and ensure that the two of you are on the right track. Make sure that you don't make excuses to each other and complete your tasks on time. It is quite necessary for you to recite positive affirmations. Positive affirmations will help you enhance your mental well-being and put you on the course. These affirmations can be your own or can also be borrowed from famous quotes. The point is to allow them to help you improve your motivational level. You can also look up to a role model to help you increase your confidence. Reading up on a famous autobiography can also help you stay on course. It can be something you have already read and inspired you in the past. You can download a few inspirational quotes on your phone and read them in the mornings. This will make sure that you will be in a place to keep yourself motivated throughout the day and complete all your tasks. Some positive affirmations include, I will remain motivated every day. I am full of confidence. I will put my best efforts in everything I do, etc. These will help you remain on track and help you enhance your confidence levels on a daily basis. Take patience and determination to make small changes in your daily life. Remember, confidence, willpower, and motivation are qualities that we can develop over time. Stay consistent and constantly strive to become the best version of yourself. Change starts with small steps, and patience and determination will lead you to success.